I'm Tracy Ellis with your 20th District Legislative Update with Senator John Braun. Governor Inslee said Republicans are trying to, quote, gut the ability of the governor to try and save lives with emergency powers reform. What's your reaction to that?
The governor's claim that somehow these bills, emergency powers reform that we have proposed, gut his emergency powers is just not true. In the end, it still relies on input from the legislature that currently has majorities from his side of the aisle. We're not expecting that we're going to somehow, from the minority, all of a sudden have an outsized role in the state. We're just saying we should have a role, and the majority in the legislature should have a role, and it shouldn't just be the governor making all the decisions. That should not be threatening to the governor. That should be exactly the thing he would expect and the citizens around the state would expect as good governance. I give the credit to the governor for some of the actions he took early in this pandemic. I certainly appreciate his work more recently to get kids back in school. But in terms of saving lives, I don't think the government's policies are the key driver there. I think that has been a result of individuals and organizations, healthcare organizations, hospitals around the state making individual and responsible decisions. And that's what's really saved lives.
What are your thoughts on the large number of controversial and partisan bills from majority Democrats during this virtual session?
We entered this session with a clear message that if we're going to operate under the restrictions on public access to the legislative process, we really need to focus on only those areas that have to be done during this session. Clearly, the budget, clearly some of the COVID-related items needed to be done now. And the majority seemed to echo that. In reality, what they've done is taken this session with reduced transparency and run some of the most controversial bills we've seen in recent history. In fact, I think when we wrap up this session and folks look back, you'll see this has been the most partisan, divisive, and controversial session we've had in decades during a period when folks have limited access to their lawmakers. I didn't think it was right when we started the session. I still don't think it's right. And I think that, frankly, to a certain extent, the majority party took advantage of the opportunity to run through some pretty controversial stuff.
With your 20th District Legislative Update, I'm Tracy Ellis with Senator John Braun.